I don't know if the Talmidim know. You know the big tragedy that took place outside of the walls of the old city, Yerushalayim. But in a 3-minute difference, this is the first time I'm speaking about it publicly, you would have been going to my Levaya. I walked past the place that Rabbi Macher was killed 3 minutes before. I did a calculation. I got off the phone with my... I made a phone call to my aunt before I was off the Rakevet Kala, and I received it, and she called me back at 1:59, and I was before I got off the train. The first news reports of the murders, before it was murders, when they were in critical condition, was at 1:15, which means that the murders took place, had to have taken place, the beginning of the act of murder had to have taken place something around, no later than 107, 108. I got off the phone with my wife. It's not coincidence, the first 10-minute mussar that I'm talking about, that I'm learning with you, and my wife is here also. It's probably quite poignant. I got off the phone with her. That was my next phone call. And I was running to Mincha at Netiv Aryeh, and I got off the phone. It was 1:05, and I had just passed Shaar Yafo. So I think I was about 3 or 4 minutes away. We're not going to stop walking there. Rav Biermacher, who was killed along with Mr. Ben-Ari, Al Kiddush Hashem, there are tremendous lessons that they leave us. And I think it's not a coincidence why I want to talk about tonight, that their murder took place in Asara B'Teves at a time that Rav Biermacher was leaving from the old city, leaving Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Kimitzion Teitzei Sora. And Eish HaTorah itself is such a special neighbor of ours that represents teaching Torah to the entire world. So tonight, to bring that point out, to talk about Yerushalayim under siege, the week of Asara B'Teves, I want to ask 2 questions. I heard from my great Rebbe in Tarvei Das, Rav Yisrael Reisman Shlita, Dvarim Yeduim, ideas that are well known, but we'll mention it the way my Rebbe said it. Yerushalayim in Tanakh is spelled incorrectly. Yerushalayim is not spelled Shin Lamed Yud Mem, but rather is spelled Shin Lamed Mem. So the question is, why is it a Kriyan Iksiv? Why is it written as Yerushalayim in Neviim and Ksuvim, yet we pronounce it as Yerushalayim? That's question number one. Question number two is, we all sing here in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to continue singing. That's the Israeli version of it. We sing that there will continue to be Ba'are Yehuda in the cities of Yehuda, Ubechutzos Yerushalayim, and the suburbs of Yerushalayim, Beit Vegan, Ramat Beit Shemesh. What happened to Yerushalayim itself? Kol Sason v'kol Simcha, kol Chasan v'kol Kala. What's the pshat? It's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Gimel. Why is it that we emphasize specifically Ara Yehuda and the outskirts of Yerushalayim? I didn't see anybody ask this question. They must talk about it. Writes in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph Perek Dalet. What is Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash, if we could paraphrase, describe the Nefesh HaChaim's Yisod in different words, is a confluence of both Bayis and Mikdash. A Bayis is a home, a bedroom, a kitchen, something material, the source, the home, the keres of a person's material being. Mikdash is Kedusha, Ayam Noira V'Kadosh. Writes in Nefesh HaChaim, the lathe, the center of the universe, the heart of the universe, is the meeting point of Kedusha Ruchnias and Gashmias, which takes place in the Beis HaMikdash. Nevi'im Chaim writes also that you and I have a meeting point of Ruchnias and Gashmias that we've spoken about in the past, and that's right here. It's our lev, it's our heart. That's where the Olam HaRuchani, the spiritual world, and the Olam HaGashmi meet. My Rebbe suggested, based on Sifrei Chassidus, that the reason why it's called Yerushalayim, everybody knows that there's a Medrash that describes Yerushalayim Shalmala, heavenly Jerusalem, and Yerushalayim Shalmata, lowly Jerusalem, the physical Jerusalem. Really, they're one. Each one is a mirror of the other, the physical one and the spiritual one. So it's referred to as Yerushalayim, as the Ksiv, but we read it as Yerushalayim. They're really one in their heart, in their neshama, they're really one. But they exist on two different planes. And that's why they're called Yerushalayim. What's Asarah B'Teves this week? The week in which a Marbitz Torah for Eish HaTorah was walking outside of Yerushalayim, where Eish HaTorah spreads its Torah throughout the world, and I don't get paid a penny for Eish HaTorah. They're just nice neighbors, that's all. That man was killed al Kiddush Hashem the same week where we think about Yerushalayim under siege, where Yerushalayim is cut off from the rest of the world. Oid Yishama Ba'are Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim. The goal of Yerushalayim is to be the source, the spiritual source of all of Klal Yisrael, the neshama of all of Klal Yisrael. Just like the Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Shalmal, Yerushalayim Shalmata represent. What happens when you have a siege? Remember last week we spoke about Shleimus? What does the Maharal say completion is? Which is the exact same name, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim comes from the word Shalem. Where both worlds, with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Bayis and Migdash, the worlds of Ruchani and Gashmi are unified. When does Churban happen? When the Yerushalayim is cut off. See, the siege of Yerushalayim represents when Kedushas Yerushalayim, the Ruchnius of Yerushalayim, has been cut off from the rest of the world. Listen to the amazing words of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel describes that the only reason there is a Yom Tov in America today is because of the people in Yerushalayim. And the Rambam writes it in the most amazing way. Ilu hanachnu derech mashal shebnei Eretz Yisrael ya'adru me'Eretz Yisrael chalila lekel ma'asozos. Writes the Rambam, this could be the Jewish agency writing, but now it's the Jewish agency with Kedusha. The Rambam writes, if, God forbid, the Jews would not be in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do it, he stops. The Rambam says, he stops. Ki uftiach shelo yimcha oisei se'uma mikol v'kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that there always will be Torah coming out of Yerushalayim. The only question is going to be whether it's going to reach New York City, whether it's going to reach Hawaii. That's the question. Because the Rambam says there can't be a Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, l'fi she'in lanu l'chashev chadoshim l'aber shon b'chutz La'aretz. And listen to the pasuk that he concludes with. Ki mitziyoin teitzei seira udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. We're under siege. The Yerushalayim Shalmala and the Yerushalayim Shalmata is under siege. And when someone who represents the Torah of Yerushalayim going out to the rest of the world is killed al Kiddush Hashem in the week of Asarah B'Teves, then it's a time for us to think about the siege of Yerushalayim. So that's powerful in terms of our loss. It's powerful in terms of when we think about where we are as a people today. It's powerful to think about that you could have been at my Levaya last night, 3 minutes away. But there's more than that. Writes in Nefesh HaChaim that whatever happens in that physical world of Yerushalayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes churban in Yerushalayim, it's not because of our enemies. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to cause churban in Yerushalayim. It's because of that heart that links the material and the spiritual world. Writes the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, it wasn't Titus HaRasha that destroyed Yerushalayim. The heart of the union of the upper Yerushalayim with the lower Yerushalayim, but rather it was Klal Yisrael. And the way in which we rebuild Yerushalayim is for us to think the tikkun of Asara B'Teves, the tikkun of this week, that Kaddish Baruch Hu is demanding V'nikesi Damam Lo Nikesi, the blood that's crying out from the earth of Yerushalayim, V'nikesi Damam Lo Nikesi, is for us to ask ourselves, are we doing what we can to remove the siege where the Ruchani is removed from the Gashmi? When there's a bifurcation where people might be religious, but that's their spiritual lives. And then they have their other lives. They have their Torah, and then they have their Derech Eretz. The avoda for us is to ask ourselves, are all parts of our Ramach, Evarim, and our Shasah Gidim, every single part of us, are they linked to those spiritual mirror that exists in the upper worlds? And I'll give three examples, three avodos that I ask you to think about. I'm going to repeat themes I've mentioned in the past. Torah Kedosha says in regards to Shmira Seinayim and other struggles with the Yetzirah, Loisa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, a person shouldn't stray after their hearts and their eyes. Says Rashi, Ha'ayin roe, the eye sees, va'alev chomed, and the heart desires, va'agufos averos. That's what happens when a person does an avera. Whether it be an avera of arayas, or it's an avera of a person chasing after money and being dishonest. Question is, Rashi says, ha'ayin roe, the eye sees, ha'alev chomed, the heart desires, and then the guf does averos. But the pasuk says in the inverse. The pasuk says, "V'lo sasuru achrei levavchem," the lay first, and then v'achrei einechem. According to Rashi's description, it should say, "V'lo sasuru achrei einechem v'achrei levavchem." And the answer is, as the Nevesh HaChaim describes, the key to ruchnius is not ruchnius. The key to ruchnius is the lave which joins the ruchnius to the gashmius. So Rashi's describing the pulas ha'avera, the act of the avera. If you follow the act, it's the ayin, it's the lev, and then it's the guf. But if you talk about the ruchnius of the avera, the neshama of the avera, so then the way in which it works is, it starts with the lev. Because the lev is the source that joins the guf with its neshama. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the lave of the world, that unification of Bayis and Mikdash, when Klal Yisrael's lave is incomplete. And the battle of V'lo sasura achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, as we've said many times, for sure, shouldn't be a single home without filters on it. Good filters. And I don't know what to do with the new generation that where the kids are smarter than the parents. I'm not sure. I need help. Not for my children, Baruch Hashem. But I think for a lot of people, we need advice. But it doesn't start with that. You can put up all the fences in the world, but at the end of the day, if the heart doesn't want Kedusha, there's not going to be Kedusha. La'at la'at, slowly. Each person, al pi madrigaso, growing a little bit more. The tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash is not all of a sudden becoming amazing and ruchnius. The tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash is the tikkun in your leiv. A small Kabbalah. That's the avoda of Teves. Number two, Shleimus, completion of the Olam Aruchani and the Olam Agashmi, also connects to the word Shalom. Chazal say, Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, we daven in Shmon Esrei Rifa'enu, Barech Aleinu, V'ilu Yishraim Yircha Barachim Tashav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gave it back to us. It's amazing what He's given to us. Not everything, but He's given us a lot of special things in Yerushalayim. But at the end of the day, we conclude Shmona Esrei with Sim Shalom, writes the Maharal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you every bracha in the world, but if you don't have Shalom, think about a house that, God forbid, is full of strife, a lot of money, everything that everybody would desire for, but the children have nothing, because Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. And it means that our avoda, if we're talking about the neshamos, the link of the neshamos and the guf, is Klal Yisrael has many, many different neshamos. Kishem shepartzufeim shamos kap deosein shamos. Not only are the neshamos different, but every person is different. And every single one of us in this room, in this avoda of teves, when there's a siege, when there's a breakdown of shleimos, has to be mekabel on themselves to do a little bit. A little bit to be Oev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. And I'm convinced that many of our problems in Artzeinu Akdosha come from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much Shefa and Bracha. When I walk through the streets of the old city and I think about Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's children dying of malnutrition, of malnourishment, in the old city streets. And everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. But sometimes, Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom, without us taking steps. And don't say I'm just a simple American kid. It's true, you and I are simple American kids. But at the end of the day, every single one of us has to do something to be an Oyev Shalom and a Roydev Shalom. Because Shleimus in Eretz Yisrael and Kal V'chomer in Chutz La'aretz will not happen unless there is an avoda towards Shalom. And the last avoda is the etzem hadovar atzmo, the actual thing that we spoke about. A person working on linking his spiritual entity with his physical entity. My wife, may she be well, hangs outside the bathroom door, the bracha of Asher Yatzar. I walked by, I saw one of my students in yeshiva saying Asher Yatzar b'kavana. The Torah writes that the bracha of Asher Yatzar is Asher Mafli La'asos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a wonder. The wonder is that we are both a physical entity as well as a spiritual entity. There are parts in our lives that are entirely spiritual. When a person stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, a person's in the Olam HaRuchani. He's removed. Writes the Aruch HaShulchan, that's Kedusha in the morning when we jump like angels. That's where the minute comes from. You know, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's because the Malachim jump. But there's another time that we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And that is in Uvalat Sin at the end of davening. In Kabbalah, that's called Yuridas HaShefa. Yuridas HaShefa means that when all the bounty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from that great spiritual place and comes down to the world. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why we sit. When it comes to the first Kedusha, we jump like angels. When it comes to the second Kedusha, then we're down on this world. Kedusha de Sidra. A person taking that Ruchnius that he had by Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh when he was in Kedusha and bringing it down in this world. The bracha of Mafli La'asos is a wondrous bracha, no pun intended. That's a bracha in which a person realizes, wait a second, even when I go to the bathroom, there's something extremely spiritual about that. When a person eats, it's a union of his guf and his neshama, or it could be just his chomius. We've gone through a lot this week. We've gone through a siege of Yerushalayim, and in many ways the siege of Yerushalayim continues. But it's not enough for us just to simply feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. We need to understand what Asara B'Teves is all about. How we're missing in terms of our what we're missing in our Shleimus. What is our completion? We're arguing tonight that Asara B'Teves is about the breakdown between the Tziruf, the synthesis of the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi. And the murder reminds us, every single one of us, that we can't stop taking the Torah of Yerushalayim and spreading it la'arba kanfos ha'aretz. And sometimes that requires us to be a little bit braver. Sometimes it requires for us to dig deeper inside of our koach haneshama. And it also reminds us to make sure that the things that are the biggest challenge, it's not the ruchnius that's the biggest challenge. No person do you... When was the last time you saw someone talk during Kedusha? No one talks during Kedusha. But how many people talk through Kedusha de Sidra? Kedusha de Sidra is more important than the Kedusha as Malachim. The Malachim are going to say Kedusha one way or the other, with you or without you. But what's going to happen in this world is entirely dependent on your ability to take that Sad Ruchani and that Sad Gashmi and be able to sanctify it. Beis Hashem, we should be Zocha. And next week of Asara B'Teves, to celebrate, and then there will no longer be a breakdown of the inside of Yerushalayim versus the outside. And then Oyd Yishama Ba'ara Yehuda V'chutzas Yerushalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora, there'll always be Torah in Yerushalayim. Whatever is going to happen to you, whatever happens to you in University of Pennsylvania, it doesn't matter. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, may he live and be well, is going to continue learning. He's going to continue being Messiah Shas. His Koilel Be'ezer Hashem will get bigger and bigger. Eish HaTorah will get bigger and bigger. But what's going to happen outside? And whether there's going to be a chibur, and whether we're going to be zolche to od yishama ba'ari Yehuda v'chutzais Yerushalayim, that's dependent on our tikkun alev. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zolche.